It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, really, there's not much that's showing any kind of hotness here, you might say, as we start this week. I think this market is kind of like how we finished last week, just kind of going into a quiet mode, waiting to see what the reports this week are going to say. But if I had to push the number on something or pick one, I would say, you know, the dollar continues to be pretty strong, and that continues to post new highs. Crude oil continues to have some strength. But I'm also impressed with corn. The fact that corn put in a new low last week, but yet then came back and finished the week on a higher note, I think that's somewhat friendly.
The reports this week, are they typically market movers?
You know, they can be, you know, and especially now when you look at it, that everybody is, you know, the stocks concerns are extremely high right now. So we're going to take a look at where the quarterly grain stocks report comes out here for, you know, and that's going to be important. That's going to help drive, you know, especially the old crop and help build us to see what we're going to have as far as stocks are going to be, you know, how they're going to be changed. We're also looking at the fact that the small grain summary is likely going to see an increase in spring wheat harvest or spring wheat production, and I think that's going to be a little bit negative to the market.
Sure. What's not hot with this market then?
You know, that piggyback on to soybeans and wheat. You know, wheat because we're looking at the possibility of having an increase in production, but also because we're seeing rains in the southern plains and we just can't buy and export for wheat. And then soybeans mainly for the fact that Brazil continues to capture most of the export market and they've started their planting of their 24 season. It's a little warmer, a little drier down there right now than normal, so that's something to be watching. They've kind of delayed. You know, they were allowed to start planting early, but some delayed because of the dry conditions. They're hoping to see a little bit of rain showers come through, so that certainly is going to give the market some direction if we start to see some weather concerns.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.